I want to know if you've ever had a man tell you to not dress in an outfit that you've put on.
Yes. And in the ends.
If your guy you're seeing is like, oh my God, you look so good. Like, can you wear something else? And it's a joke and they're telling you how amazing you look. That's very different.
Okay. Like, yeah. Right.
Someone that's like, absolutely not. You cannot wear that. But have you ever had a man do it to you when you guys were going out and you were going out as this woman?
Yes. Hello, fems, and welcome back to another episode of Femininity by Rachel V. I am your host, Rachel V, and this is my co-host, Stephanie.
Hi, fems.
So, fems, if you are new to the space, we are all about femininity, being sexy, no mean girl activity over here, mindset, improving your friendships, your love life, all of that stuff. If you are that type of girl and you are enjoying the content, please make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel.
A full level up.
Absolutely. So Stephanie, what's up? I love your outfit today.
Well, all right. So let's start with our fit check where we ended with it last time.
Okay.
We are over here girl crushing on each other. So let's just get to the important stuff. So my fit is a jumpsuit by Norma Kamali. It's got cutouts and then I've got the shuts shoes, which are good basics. But the pro tip for the femmes for Norma Kamali is that she runs a sick flash sale and you can get the best things for under $100.
I love it. I love it. Thank you for all the information, because one thing we don't do is gatekeep over here. And I am rocking my new haircut. I was kind of on the fence about it, but I'm starting to really, really love it. It's my natural hair, so I'm you know.
Feeling it.
I'm feeling it. And I don't know the brand of the dress that I'm wearing, but I will certainly have Stephanie check my tag to see. Yeah, you can check it. And I have on my Louis Vuitton cheetah print.
I ordered this. This is a great website. It's Abyss, ABYSS.
Are they still in business? Because I haven't seen that stuff in a while.
I had a cutout dress from there, too. Their jerseys on the
Louis. Yeah, I have a couple of things from them. And what else do I have? That's it. My Louis Vuitton booties that I love. These get worn so much, like all season, even in the summer. I love them. And Steph, so what are we getting into today?
Okay, so I have a hot topic that I want to start with you.
Okay.
I want to dive right into it.
Let's go.
So we started with the fit check, which is kind of important for this topic, because we both like to show out.
Yes.
We both like to, like, I do, believe it or not, people wouldn't realize this, but I've told you this before, I'm really bad with eye contact. And I'm used to people looking at me, so I bury my head, which is really bad. Like, I
really?
Yeah, I'm really bad at it. My girlfriend, Lauren, that you met at my birthday, she will, like, elbow me in the back, like, head up.
I would not think someone so confident does not do
that. So bad. But I want to know if you've ever had a man tell you to not dress in an outfit that you've put on.
Yes. And in the ends. I can't continue.
I will say that it didn't happen to me until the last year. And let's preface this.
Okay.
If a guy sees you, if your guy you're seeing is like, oh my God, you look so good. Like, can you wear something else? And it's a joke and they're telling you how amazing you look. That's very different.
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Right.
Someone that's like, absolutely not. You cannot wear that.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's controlling if it's when they're not with you.
But controlling as hell.
But have you ever had a man do it to you when you guys were going out and you were going out as this woman?
Yes. So I wanna go deeper into this.
Okay.
I have had someone intentionally, I will be dressed. As a matter of fact, I remember exactly what I had on. I had on like a cutout, like on the side. And it was a dress that was fitted like this. It was really, really pretty. It wasn't racy. It was really classy, but it was form fitted. It was really nice. A bodycon dress. It looks very neat on me. And he didn't compliment me the whole time we were out.
Oh my God.
He didn't say one thing. One thing. It was, and the woman that was sitting across from me, her and her husband were having dinner, and I remember the lady was just staring at me the whole entire time. And I was like, why does she keep staring at me?
Oh my gosh.
But when she got up, she was like, you are absolutely gorgeous. Right. Okay. So I was like, oh, I know I'm not tripping.
Right.
But he never said anything.
So I have had guys where if I've like dated them from a distance or something, been like, oh my God, can you not wear that tonight? You look so good. But it's with you look so good.
Right.
And then maybe a few extra text messages just to remember it, to make sure that I still remember that kind of thing throughout
right.
the night.
Right.
Check in on me. I think that's cute. I think that's fine. Like, I don't have a problem with that. But in the last year, I dated a guy that, so we were about to go out day, and so my outfit was nowhere near where it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like lukewarm compared to where some of my outfits have been. And I walked out thinking that he was gonna like give me the affirmation and be like, wow, that looks amazing. And he just goes, absolutely not.
Really?
I was floored. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a joke. And I was like, what? And he was like, no, we are...
He stopped doing your tricks.
Yeah, no, I was literally, like, I turned around and I was like, okay, do I have another outfit? But I was like, what do I do in this moment? Like, I was, like, planning my escape. Like, I was like, no, for real. And I was like, did this just happen? Like, this has never happened to me before. And, like, also, if, let's say, something's, like, unflattering or something like that, like, you can find so many different ways, like, to work around that. But it was just so, like, it hit me, like, in between my eyes, like, so hard.
Right.
Absolutely not. And I was like, what? Why? And he was like, this is, like, casual. It's not a big deal. Like, you're being... And I was just like, oh, this is a competition.
Oh, that's what you think it was?
Because it was weird. The night before, I had gotten dressed up. And he was like, wow, you look really good. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, yeah. Like, stressing in front of the mirror. And, like, then he said, I heard him, you're not going to look hotter.
He said that?
And I was like, yeah, I mean, obviously it didn't go further, like, much further than this. But, like, I had to, like, I did muscle up for that day. But I was like, I will never, ever be with the guy that's like this. Like,
no.
Don't, like, as women, like, don't you want to be with a guy that stands, like, next to you and is, like, so, walks into a room and is like, yeah, I'm dating this girl.
Absolutely. I want someone to tell me, oh, babe, you look so hot. You look so great. I love when you wear that perfume. I love when you wear your makeup, your hair. I just love all of that.
But you need someone also, that, like, to tell you, like, I am so proud to be standing next to you. I'm so proud to walk in this room with you. Everyone's staring at you, and you are mine. Like, that is... But if someone is like, please tone it down so that I can tone it up or whatever, that is so wild.
What kind of guy do you think that is? I would say that that guy is not masculine.
Yeah, I later found out.
You have jealous tendencies.
Yeah. And it was, but I was shocked because I've never run into that. But yeah, there are guys that will like compete with girls, and it's so weird. Or if they don't have
just given sis.
But yeah.
Just giving sis.
I mean, also, like, if I think with this guy in particular, he has always been known for his looks.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that is his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have, like, the job situation or other things above me. And so this was an issue.
What kind of guy do you normally gravitate to? Because this is making me, like, think about what I like.
So the other thing was... Well, actually, before that, I want to give a pro tip to the femmes.
Okay, go.
When I was thinking about this podcast, and I was thinking about, like, you know, things I wish I knew sooner, things I wish I knew, like, things that have registered with me after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
I think as women, guys show us someone that's not actually them on the first date,
mm-hmm.
and mentally... I think that I could have saved myself so much time if I didn't check in until day 3.
Really?
Like, if I, like, how many?
What did you show on date one?
Oh my God, nothing could continue. Let's just put it that way. Financially, planning, communication, everything. Mm-hmm. Nothing you could carry forward. Mm-hmm. It was like, actually the opposite of everything. It was like he had like played this like superhero, and then like immediately day two Braille colors start coming out. Mm-hmm. But that's something, like, how many times I've made a mistake where I've stayed with a guy or pursued something and allowed it to go further based on the first date. Mm-hmm. And been like, no, but he was so great at first. And, like, I hang on to that and let that ride out and hope that will circle back. It will never come back because that was actually never the real.
And I'm the complete opposite.
You are. Yes. You have more wisdom than me. Like, you tell me that pot is hot, I flame that.
I literally pay attention to everything, date one and what follows. And then I'd be like, okay, this is probably just going to be a friendship. Nothing more.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. Sometimes I've been fooled, but not that often. And I definitely get out of there before it could get anywhere else.
I think the other thing that's going to be really funny with the femmes is that, like, even though you and I are best friends, we're so different in certain things. And so it is going to be funny, like, are you a Rachel or are you a Steph?
Yes.
Rachel sizes people up. She likes putting the distance in the middle. She likes, like, her time. She doesn't want you to smother her, like... And then after a while, she does want the guy to turn the engine on and get mm-hmm. going. Mm-hmm. But she is, like, you know, very calm, easy, like waves, just tranquil. And I'm not like that.
And I like Stephanie, want love bombing.
Yes, yeah.
She loves a good love bomb.
For real.
She loves a good love bomb. She wants the love bomb to continue. She's like, yes, fantasy. This is great. Yeah. This is happening. Yeah. And I'm like, girl, no.
Yeah.
Run.
Basically, Rachel's like, that is a huge, huge warning. Get out now. And I'm like, oh, this just feels so good. Like, I love this.
I will say this, though. I do want a guy to let me know that they're attracted. Like, they find me sexy.
You put the effort in, like... Hello, you need to know that. And also, a guy that's comfortable telling you that mm-hmm. is going to, like, it's going to move the relationship. It's going to move the trust. It's going to, like, if that's not, that should be there right away. Like,
right.
If that's not there, like, you're not progressing. Like, you're in a friend zone.
And this is going to sound so bad. I know this is going to sound so bad, right?
Just say
probably it. Shouldn't say this.
No, just say it.
Okay, so I have a pet peeve when it comes to guys, right?
An ick.
Yeah, I got an ick when it comes to guys.
Yeah.
I don't need them to have on the most expensive thing, but I don't want you to have on like Target and stuff. I don't. I feel like, especially when you're going out with someone, like Target might be for like when you're running your kids to school or running some errands or something like that. But if I see like holes in your clothes and I just,
it's
yeah,
like,
I can't.
It's thoughtfully putting it together, and like, it's the eye in. So I think where men get it wrong, where they think that women are like gold diggers or only after this, it's the intention. It's mm-hmm. like, I want to make an effort. I want to make a good impression. I want to look great for her. She looks great. Mm-hmm. What am I going to wear? Mm-hmm. So it's all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't, it, Honestly, if someone shows up on a date with holes next to her, what's going to happen?
I'm telling you, somebody was talking to me and they had a hole in their sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, no. This is not happening. Now, I don't want you to have on, like, designer down or anything like that. Because I think that is, like, ugly. But
right.
I do want you to be like clean and like classic, maybe like Nike sweats or some Under Armour, something like clean, but just no holes, please.
Yeah.
None of that.
You can't.
But I don't want to make this about the guys, but I had to put that out there. I don't like that. Presentation is really important. Very important. Like,
totally. And then being reaffirmed on your presentation.
Like, right.
Someone also, like, actually, with this guy, too, he definitely didn't like complimenting me. And he was like, you don't need that.
He said that you
needed? Yeah, he was just like, I was like, you never say, like, you look nice. And it was so weird because, like, when we, like, our first date, he was like, oh, my God, like, you look like a filter. Like, he was so nice. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. You look amazing, whatever. And after that, no. He was like, and that is a gaslighting thing.
First of all, that's that word, you look like a filter, that right there is a hot-ass mess. You should have picked up on that.
Like, lost to a flame.
What?
No, I am.
What?
I know.
But yes, that's a hot mess.
You know, any guy that doesn't want to affirm you because they don't want you to know how good you are, you need to run.
Right, because that's all it is. They don't want to let you know that you're a baddie.
And it's because they are doubting themselves, mm-hmm. and where they level up next to you. And if you realize, if you see yourself for who you are, they know you're going to see that you are above them.
Right. And that's all it is.
Yes.
So what do you think is not appropriate to wear on a date? On a first date?
For who? The guy or the girl?
The girl. Wait. We're not more about these guys. We're more about us.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on where you're going. Like, I kind of... So it's like... Depending time of day, mm-hmm. time of day, where you're going, like, you want to stand out and look chic, sexy, and trendy, mm-hmm. but you don't want to look like, depending on the time of day, you could look like you're coming out of a circus if you
right.
go too hard.
So give us some of your examples. I'm going to give you some of mine.
Okay. We're down in Miami. If it's on the water and it's during the day, mm-hmm. during the day, I would wear like jean shorts and heels and then a cute top. But if I'm doing that for a first date, I might like cover my cleavage, mm-hmm. and just have it be about a leg moment, mm-hmm. and not anything else.
It definitely can't be both. It can't be cleavage right. and leg. You have to pick one. Now for a first date, I will wear a little split.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do a split. I like you to see the thigh meat.
Yes.
Thigh meat is important. But I will wear, like, you know, one thing. Not my cleavage and my breasts. I mean, not my cleavage and my thighs or my legs or my back. But I'll wear something. Like, I love my collarbone. That's always going to be something on my back or something like that. But I don't wear a lot of makeup during the day. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you're saying, like circus, like activity.
Yeah. Like I would never go like CGI or whatever.
Hell no.
No.
Mm-mm, absolutely not. So during the day, I'm going to keep it like light and basic, like even my skin out, like maybe some tinted moisturizer, cover up some blemishes if I have them, and just like a nude or like a pink lip. But I mean, I don't go outside in the daytime with red dark or anything like that. Like, no. So when do you think it's appropriate to wear those kind of things?
I mean, it's got to be nighttime.
We have to assume that the films are here for this information.
Yeah.
And they don't really know.
These tips.
Yes.
So golden hour, you want to look golden.
Right.
You want to stay neutrals. You want to have a little bit of shine and a pop. But I do think that also if you think it's going to be day to night, that still works.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I used to rock a red lip all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't really as much at all anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe I'm worried about kissing.
Okay.
And like looking like a clown.
Really?
Yeah. Or it's just like, if I wear a red lip, like I'm in all black.
Okay.
Like I'm like very then, because I don't want to clash with anything.
I got you.
And like, even if you are wearing red, and then you wear red lipstick, like the sheets could be off,
mm-hmm.
and that could look a little kooky.
So every time I go out, most of the time when I go out at night, if I'm going out with my girls and we're going to a bar, I'll do a dark lip.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I'll do dark, even black, purple, not purple.
Right.
But
right,
like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. You've seen it. Or I'll do red. And these kind of things, like I wear like a ponytail or my hair up in a bun because I want my face to really, really stand out. And during the day, I'll do like my hair down, nude lip, nothing serious, just kind of like a runaway girl kind of kind of vibe. And then at night, that's when the girl come to play. You know what I mean?
So
it's giving more of a bold situation.
One thing I think that both of us don't do that people would be surprised about is that we both don't wear lashes.
No,
we both don't wear lashes. I think it makes me look like Miss Piggy, and I think it makes my face look like heavy. Like I look tired in the eyes, and it's too much for me.
So the only time I make an exception to wear lashes is when I'm doing a photo shoot, because I feel like my makeup gets lost and my eyes are so small. But because my eyes are so small, I don't wear lashes. I'm pretty happy with my cat eye and my mascara, even though I brushed and did it today. I'm so glad I'm far away that you can't tell.
No, she looks amazing. No, I just think that the point is, for me at least, is that something can look amazing on someone else. Like, I love lashes. Like, I want to. I've tried a million times.
Have to.
And it just doesn't flow for me. It looks so fake, and it just looks heavy on my face. And my coloring, it just doesn't work with my coloring. Even, like, we just mentioned smoky eyes. I used to want to be that smoky eye girl. Wear, like, silvers and gray eyeshadows. I have to stick to the warm palette. Mm-hmm. I have to have champagnes, light browns, pinks even. I can do that, but I cannot do the smoky eye. If I do a smoky eye, traditional smoky eye with silver and black, I look wild.
I do think that's one thing women need to kind of pay more attention to. I was looking on Instagram. I see everything on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was looking on Instagram, and this girl, she was like doing like this to her eye, and she was like, before I had lashes and then after. And I was like, I really enjoyed the before. I didn't like the dark. The lashes look really, really dark. Right. It was so many of them. They hang so low. They actually bring your eyes down, making you look older.
Yeah, 100%. But, like, really the point is that you can love a trend, but you shouldn't force a trend. And not every trend is going to look good on you. And
absolutely.
So you have to be your own, like, you have to be your own best advocate.
I do want us to talk about aesthetics and stuff like that. We're gonna save that for our next episode, because we have to go really, really deep into it.
Yes.
But I know you've seen the Kylie situation.
Oh yeah.
Where she looks older. So some trends can make you look older.
Oh.
And you don't want that. You want anything that's gonna make you look youthful.
Yeah.
Even when you dress.
100%. I mean, the truth is that the second you put on makeup, you are. You do look older. That is point one, but that's, you're talking to two girls that wear makeup. We love makeup. You just have to use it as a tool to highlight your features and make you feel confident as well. So I'm never going to say, like, don't wear makeup when you're going out or whatever. Do what you feel, but that is, like, adding more of anything is going to do that.
Absolutely. So is it anything that you won't wear that will make you, like, age you or make you look too, immature?
There are some, like, well, I think some of the Gen Z trends, as probably when this comes out, I'll be 37. But, but I think that, like, some of the trends, if you're older and you try that, you look older and you look like you're trying too hard. So I think that is something. I mean, I know I'm sitting here in a cutout, but, like, I feel confident doing that. I definitely assess some of the trends, and I look back, you know, the trends are cyclical.
But I feel like what you have on, a cutout, like, I can do this and put on a blazer and feel perfectly fine. Totally. You know what I mean? I feel like when you have the body, also dressing for your body type, I feel like when you have the body, you can definitely pull things like this off.
Right.
I don't think it's too young or anything like that, but I have seen younger girls, like, in their 20s, and I'm like, why do you have that on?
I definitely have been there myself, probably, like, I'm
yes,
sure
all of us have
college,
but we're here to the rescue
where I was doing too much and, like, trying to hit all notes at one time, and that just looks like a hot mess for sure. I will also say that if you got the body, the hardest outfit to pull off are the most simple ones. And it lets the beauty shine. So, like, my first photo shoot that I ever did, my first outfit was a pair of jeans and just a white tank top, like an all-American look.
Mm-hmm.
And before I lost weight, I had cried in more denim dressing rooms than bathing suit dressing rooms. It's very hard to find it where it hits everything right. And mm-hmm. so I was like, that's what I'm starting with. But it's true that, like, if you are really, really beautiful, you don't need it.
You don't need all of that.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't. Simple is better to me, in my personal opinion. Me and my friends talk about this all the time. And not weighing all of your things at once, all your staples, your statement pieces.
Also, all the trends at once. All the brand names. Like, if you're logomaniaed out on everything, like, you don't have your own mind. Like, you can't think for yourself to put this outfit together if you are wearing head-to-toe brand.
I appreciate you saying it that way, Stephanie. You do not have your own mind if you're wearing labels from head to toe. You just, no.
No, it's, you haven't put any effort into it. You just walked in and went off the mannequin, and you, like, you're doing it for status.
Like, what trend would you like to see go?
I will say it is some of the Gen Z, some of the, low-rise pants for women. No.
Low-rise?
Never. Never for me. No.
I love a good boyfriend jean. Okay, I love mom jeans too.
But I still use them high-waisted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I still, like, that's the thing. Like, I'm into the waist.
Yeah.
So for me, and I've been that way at any weight,
mm-hmm.
I accentuate my waist, and I think that that's super feminine. I mm-hmm. think it's super sexy. Mm-hmm. I think that that hourglass and hitting note, like, that is feminine.
It is very feminine.
And so that's it for me. But, like, I think the, like, little low ride, it's mm-hmm. just, I also don't like the way I would carry that trend, because I would shrivel over and, like, feel uncomfortable. And
absolutely.
So I wouldn't wear confidence along with that trend. But that's, like, a no for me. I think the other thing would be overalls. Like, I just,
overall.
It's just, like, it's giving nothing. It's giving no body. It's giving nothing.
So the number one trend that has to go for me is that bodysuit that has the holes everywhere.
Oh,
in
yeah. Like, that,
I mean, it's like everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want that to go. That would have been really, really cute if women knew how to layer it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, with a blazer right. and something else, but they just was wearing it in the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it looks very trashy, in my personal opinion.
Like, the ravey one, right? Like, where it's, like, cut out holes.
So, it's, like, off the shoulder.
Okay.
The girls go to dinner. It'd be, like, a couple of them have it on. They have it on with the boots. They're walking. You can see. I mean, it's, you have to leave something to the imagination. Something has to be left to the imagination. If a guy sees everything right then and there, how is he supposed to get aroused later?
Yeah.
I mean, I want you to be guessing what's underneath it here, like, not knowing every single thing that's happening. But that trend has to go. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of seeing it. I definitely would like to see women learn more about their body types and what really works for them, instead of looking at it and saying, oh, I'm going to buy this because this looks good on her.
Right.
Like, it's certain things that I just will not wear. Like, I'm just not wearing it, but I'd like to see it on other people, and I think that that is good for them. But I think women should really learn how to dress according to their shapes.
Yeah. Like, even with boots.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have certain types of legs mm-hmm. depending on the like where you can cut off the boot.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you have cankles or you have bigger calves, mm-hmm. like, you don't want to wear a short booty because it's just gonna then accentuate
that. Right, it's gonna cut off your.
So it's like knowing the things that you want to highlight and knowing the things that you want to mask a little mm-hmm. bit, and just so that those don't be the forefront.
Like, my favorite tip for, like, girls that are shaped like me, you have tail, thighs, and then below the knee is super skinny. I have been shaped like this for forever. So I love jeans and over the knee boots because you can still see my thighs and my butt and all of that stuff. Yeah. But everything below the knee, I'm like,
Yeah.
And I have to have on like strappy shoes like you. Mules and stuff like that don't necessarily look that great on me, depending on what kind of pants I have on.
Right.
Like I can't do shorts and have on that kind of thing because my ankles are so small.
Yeah.
So
I definitely also, to the point before about like showing, I love like high boots with shorts or sport, mm-hmm. like I wore in the first episode. It just makes me feel a little bit more comfortable, like that I'm covered up and less exposed. It sounds really stupid, but it just gives me a little bit more confidence.
Got it.
And so I like that. Like,
so Steph, tell the fems some of your favorite stores to shop. I'm going to tell you guys too. Things that they, some pieces that they can get.
I was going to say staple pieces. Mm-hmm. So like I am a Zara blazer girl. Mm-hmm. I probably have like 20 Zara blazers. They have the Balmain cut,
mm-hmm.
but you can get them for $89. They are so good for, they are like work and out because you can wear them as power suit to work. And then you can wear them with shorts and boots and stuff like that and a sexy top out. And so that isn't like a total essential for me.
Got it.
For denim, I love Good American. I really, the technology that's in those jeans, it has like a little bit of nylon and spandex. And so I think that they're super flattering. I also love a company called Dynamite that's based in Canada. The jeans are like $65 and I think that they're so flattering.
Okay. So my favorite jeans is Zara jeans. Okay. I love Zara, Levi's, and what's the other brand that I like? Joel's. Okay. Those are my favorite. I always have to get my jeans taken in because my waist they don't fit. But I love those jeans. One of my favorite stores, obviously, is Zara, and I love Mango. And
I'm about to get on the Mango train since being down here because I didn't have like access to one before.
Mm-hmm.
But I always see their stuff, and it is career and then out. But they really have great classic pieces.
They have the sexiest dresses.
Yeah.
Like I have a dress, I'm going to show it to you. The sexiest dresses that you can catch. Now the price point isn't like Zara.
Sure.
But it's still.
It's above that.
Yeah, it's above that. But it's still really, really nice. It's another store that obviously Femininity by Rachel B. So I shop for, I actually pick things that I really want to bring forth to the films, that, you know, things that I haven't seen anywhere else.
Remember when you messaged me about my sports bra, the back of my sports bra, and we were like, oh, I'm making it.
Yeah, so those are my favorite stores. What about shoes?
Oh man, it's a mix for me for sure. I mix price points with shoes.
Mm-hmm,
shoes. I do have things that it's so funny because I have my shoes that I'm like comfortable beating up, which would be my Shucks, my Zara. Every once in a while, Steve Madden might be in there, or like a Sam Edelman or something. But then I love my designer shoes. But you can really hawk a good sale, like StockSax and some of the overseas websites. I would say my favorite designer shoe brands would be Acquazara, Gianvito Rossi, and that I do like the new of the moment, like Much.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
They're the ones with like the crystals on the top. They are super feminine and sexy. So yeah, I can see exactly why.
But with that, it's so funny because I have to have a strap.
I need a strap too.
I have to have a strap. So I love these shoes. Talking about trends, I love the mules. Like they look amazing.
The ones with the straps.
No, the ones that don't have
that
the straps.
Don't have
they're a huge trend, but they make me feel like I don't feel sexy. And I don't know. It's not flattering on my foot. And so I try it. Mm-hmm. And it's not for me. I love it on other people.
Well, right now I am loving sling bags.
Ooh.
Oh, I love it. YSL has a sling bag that I had my eye on. Oh my God, it's so pretty. So I do love sling bags. I love Louis Vuittons. I love Zara flats.
Yeah.
I love shifts. You put me on those.
Yeah.
My favorite boots are YSL, Tom Ford's.
My favorite boots are Paris, Texas.
Really?
That is, I have like three pairs now, and those are an investment for sure, but I've had my oldest pair I've had for 5 years, and they're still like in great condition.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, so What nail shape do you currently love?
I mean, I just stick with my same, which I don't know if this is considered ballerina or
almond. Let me say, it's almond. That's my favorite shape too right now.
But I just stick with it. I really only use three colors ever. I'm kind of a same girl, but I like the gel X.
The reason why I asked you that is because that's another trend I would love to see kind of calm down some.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Some of the wild colors and some in the square.
I don't know if I'm too opposed to the wild colors. I don't necessarily mind that, but it's the wild colors, the length, the different shapes.
Yeah.
That one shape that goes outward. I don't know what they call that, but I do know that it's a lot.
Just like for me, when I think about you're going to want to wear this for 3 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. really hard if you're going crazy in mm-hmm. colors mm-hmm. to wear outfits that look normal for 3 weeks.
It's just not a trend for me. And I don't think it's for everybody. But I do have a girlfriend. I'm a let go. This girlfriend, honey, her nails are so dead on sexy. That Holly, my girlfriend Holly, she has these long, I mean, the nails have to be about, let's say, 2 inches long. They always a beautiful red or, oh my God, her nails are so sad. Now, I like to see her do it.
Yeah.
But also, she's very busty.
Right.
She's tall. Right. She wears big, nice hair. It just goes for her. But when I see someone little like me and I see these long nails and I'm very small and, you know, it's just a lot. You got to know what trend works for you.
Yeah, what?
So I'm not saying everybody.
Yeah. just size it up for you. Don't force it. Don't force a trend just because it's a trend. If it's going to, we've all been there where mm-hmm. we looked back on pictures from mm-hmm. 10 years ago and we're like, oh my God, what was I thinking? And so you have to still size it up.
You do. You do. On, yeah. Well, we are going to wrap this episode up. Thank you, Fem, so much for being here. Also, I want to mention that ebook, Femininity by Rachel V, is out. It's called The Art of Femininity. Please make sure you guys grab that. Stephanie, do you have anything that you want to let the Fems know?
Well, since the first episode dropped, I love that everyone is climbing in my comments.
Yes!
Keep that up because I'm excited.
Yes, and listen.
Coming forward.
Stephanie is TikTok famous. You're about to get into your lady TikTok. TikTok is jumping.
Yeah, and if you want, try out my workout app. The first 7 days are free. So I would love to be a part
of it. I'm going to need you to stand up so they can see why they need to go follow this app, honey. They need to see this. Doshi. Yes. Get in. Oh. She got to get you on camera, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, ma'am. Get it. Yes. It's the butt. It's the butt for me.
No. It would be.
Thank you so much, fams, for another episode of Femininity by Rachel V. Make sure you follow Stephanie on all her social media platforms. Make sure you follow me on all of my social media platforms. And if there's any content that you guys want us to cover, please leave us a comment. The comments help.
Yeah.
The likes help push out the content. So please don't just sit there and watch. Engage. And until the next time, thank you, ladies, for being here. We'll see you again soon. Bye.